Forex Fridays, only on Money FM 89.3.
And today on Forex Fridays, we're taking stock of what's been a very busy week, punctuated by a possible interim U.S.-China trade deal, signs of the U.K. possibly avoiding a no-deal Brexit, and also a third-quarter advanced GDP figures that show that Singapore might have just narrowly escaped a technical recession. These events all making themselves felt across forex markets here and across the world. And to take stock of all these developments over the previous week, and also to look at what forex markets should be looking out for in the future, we're joined today in the studio on Forex Fridays by Desmond Leong, the founder of the Forex Army. So Desmond, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon, and happy Friday to you.
Thank you very much for having me.
So let's all take a deep breath, because we mentioned the forex market's very busy over the last couple of days also. What we have noticed, though, and this has been a theme that we've looked at when you look at the charts over the last couple of weeks, actually, is that the dollar index has actually been on a slow but steady decline. We can blame this possibly on the lower interest rate environment coming in, economic headwinds hitting the United States also. Do you think that the trend will continue until the year ends? As we see, the dollar index has actually been on that decline actually since the start of October for the most part, right, Desmond? What's your read on it?
So we're expecting another Fed rate cut in November, and the market is actually betting on an 84% chance of a rate cut in October's FOMC. So this is actually more of an insurance move rather than the start of a major easing cycle. However, we do see proof that, you know, the U.S. economy is really slowing down. You know, on Tuesday itself, there's really disappointing retail sales numbers. You know, the economists were expecting a 0.3% increase, but it went the complete opposite direction. It was a decrease of 0.3%. So if the Fed surprises the market in this coming October's FOMC, there's a high chance that there'll be a cut done in November FOMC's meeting. And this bearish sentiment on the US dollar could last for the rest of 2019, you know, especially with this this trade war, you know, weighing in on it.
Okay, so you've got the trade war weighing on it, a possible lowering of interest rates, the sluggish U.S. economy that's slowing down. And it seems this might be setting things up all system go for the Chinese yuan, especially if they do sign off on an interim trade deal in Chile next month. We've seen the yuan also get some strength over the last 10 trading sessions, now with 7.08 against the U.S. dollar. It seems that it might be all systems go for the Chinese yuan. But looking at the charts, should we be possibly wary of maybe overpricing in some strength by the renminbi? What do you think, Jasmine?
So a currency pact is one of the hot topics that's likely to be sealed in the first stage of the trade deal. You know, this pact is very similar to the US, Mexico and Canada agreement, which would essentially stop currency devaluations and, you know, targeted exchange rates. So we all know that China earlier this year allowed the yuan to depreciate below 7 per dollar, you know, to make their exports more attractive after the tariffs. So if this currency pact is to happen, right, preventing currency preventing them from devaluing their currency, right, we could and we should continue to see a stronger yuan.
And how strong do you think the yuan might actually come to? I mean, just taking a look at the charts, if you can take a quick spitball of it. Let me just and here on the studio, we're pulling up actually the 6 month chart for Desmond right now. Bird's eye view. What do you think? Where do you think it might actually go based on the charts?
If we're talking by the end of this year,
yeah,
I'd say 7 big figure would be a safe number.
So yeah. seven flat would be a good place for it to end.
That'll be at least where the next big level of psychological support would be.
So back to the old psychological level for the yuan to stabilize.
Yeah, a lot of people will be looking at it.
Okay, so I guess we mentioned we're still speaking to Desmond Leong, the founder of the Forex Army here on Forex Fridays. Desmond, so many things to tackle over the last couple of days, and one of them also signs of a possible no-deal Brexit being averted. Now, of course, we're not entirely in the clear. The EU and the UK have agreed on a draft Brexit deal, but the vote is going back to the UK Parliament. They're going to vote whether or not to approve or reject Prime Minister Boris Johnson's deal. The British pound, though, has been very volatile over the last couple of sessions. Also, when you look at how they've actually done, they've gone from strength to loss, from strength to weakness to strength again, now going up to $1.29 per sterling. The same question I have at the moment with regards to the Chinese yuan, is this all systems go for the British pound? Should we see a good outcome this weekend?
So, you know, Johnson kind of remains hardline with the attention to not ask for a delay of Brexit. You know, in his words, it's like it is the new deal, no deal, but no delays,
mm-hmm.
right? But then again, right, there's a fact that the DUP and SNP parties have explicitly and formally opposed some of the Irish backstop conditions under the new deal. So technically, a miracle is needed for it to be approved this weekend. Mm. So we are actually not very bullish on the pound.
Not very bullish on the pound. So we've seen it actually strengthen over the last week, actually, from 1.22 to 1.29. This is a 7 pence appreciation, I think, or strengthening for the pound. Do you think this could get wiped out, all wiped out in one day? Should this vote actually play against Johnson's favor?
Yeah, you have to consider that Johnson needs about 320 votes, assuming there's no one abstains. But there are only 287 voting Conservative MPs, so he needs to convince a lot of people, right? So we do think that this could all be wiped out over the weekend. It's going to be a very, very tricky weekend. Right? A lot of brokers have actually reduced the leverage.
How would you advise the typical retail forex investor to approach the pound? Do you think this is just stay away from it first until it happens? Or is this actually a good time to strike for them,
given the
volatility?
So it kind of depends. Are you a punter, or are you someone who plays according to the technical or fundamental kind of strategies? If you're a punter, I say go for it. Uh-huh. these kind of events could, either something big is going to happen. It's either going to be a big win or a big loss,
mm-hmm.
right? But if you're talking more in terms of like you really use proper like strategies, maybe technical strategies, to trade the markets, what you want to avoid are these kind of known unknowns.
Mm-hmm.
Right, you know it's going to happen, but you have no idea what the result is going to be. So these kind of things have the potential to really mess up your portfolio.
So you mean basically you know it's a big deal, but you don't know which way it's actually going to swing.
Correct. Okay. So it's a known unknown, right? And if you have like your own little technical strategy, these are things that you probably want to avoid. Yeah.
All right. We're still speaking to Mr. Desmond Leung, the founder of the Forex Army today. Desmond, let's bring this home for now because the fun doesn't stop, really. We did see a number of interesting indicators earlier this week, those advanced third quarter GDP figures showing that Singapore, we might have avoided a technical recession. Now, we have to wait for the final GDP figures to come out.
Yeah.
The Monetary Authority of Policy Authority of Singapore also announcing that they were going to ease the rate of appreciation, the slope of appreciation for the Singapore dollar. But a funny thing happened over the last couple of days. In fact, the Singapore dollar saw one of their strongest weeks in terms of gains. And from about 1.38 just 2 weeks ago, it's now down to about 1.365. What do you think is going on? And why do you think the Singapore dollar seemed rather confident, or dare I say defiant, despite all of these developments?
It's pretty tricky because honestly, we are not bullish on the Singapore dollar.
Okay.
We're actually projecting it to weaken to the US dollar to the 1.41 to the 1.44 range. Right. A large reason for this is because of the weakening Chinese yuan and the eurozone.
Mm-hmm.
Right. You have to think about it, that the trade war remains the main downside risk to the SGD performance. Right. And you mentioned earlier, China's GDP data came at 6%, lowest in 30 years. Slowest pacing in 30 years. And, if you look at the euro in Europe, right, mm-hmm. higher US tariffs on European goods, there's a weak German economy. And all of this could kind of trip the eurozone into a recession, right? So if we're just looking at China and eurozone as proxies, with them worsening, we should be seeing the Singapore dollar worsen.
Now, right? The thing is, the US dollar might also see some extended weakness. Are you saying that that in terms of gauging where the Sing dollar is heading, the Chinese yuan actually matters more?
It's a large factor, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a large
bigger
factor
than the US dollar now.
Personally, I think, it could be.
Okay, fine. Desmond, we're running out of time, but I just wanted to humor us today and talk about what currency pairs you're looking at moving forward, coming to the last 2 months of the year. Is there one particular currency pair that you're looking at in more detail? or closely looking at more than others as we head to the year end?
Right. I'm from a risk perspective, you know, I'm looking at the key bellwether risk gauges, mainly the dollar yen. There's a little bit of the SPX, but dollar yen, as long as it's near 110,
mm-hmm.
the S&P index, as long as it's close to 3200, and the yuan below 7,
mm-hmm.
right? Trade talks should be going well. So I'm kind of using that, and in this, especially in this time of really big uncertainty, volatility, I'm just using that as the bellwether risk gauges.
Yeah. So we've established that if talks go well, we could see the Chinese yuan come back down to 7 against the greenback.
Yeah, correct.
The S&P 500 will probably add some more to their rally. Where do you think this will leave the Japanese yen then?
It should be rallying towards the 110 range.
Okay.
Yeah, that would probably be my... It's hard to make a call here, but...
No,
yeah.
I mean, looking at the charts, though, I mean, we have seen it hamstrung under 109 to the greenback, right? Do you think it's possible for it to edge up to 110 then? Is that
really what I'm looking at. At least...
That's the next resistance then.
Yeah, from our technical perspective, we are also looking at that level. So if all lines up well, we should be seeing it.
Well, that's what the technicals say. And we guess we'll have to go by what some of those charts are foreshadowing. We'll have to leave it there. But Mr. Desmond Leong, the founder of Forex, we thank you for joining us today in the studio on Money FM 89.3 and sharing us your thoughts on where the Forex markets are heading today on Forex Fridays. Appreciate the time.
Thank you very much.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. Or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.
Thank you for your time, sir.